768 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive. 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. In our pursuit of wisdom, the world often offers a plethora of paths, education, experiences, expertise, and more. We chase degrees, read books, and seek advice from those deemed wise by societal standards. Yet, the timeless message of Ecclesiastes offers a profound and, at times, unsettling perspective on what true wisdom is and where it can be found. The vanity of worldly wisdom. Ecclesiastes 1 verses 17 to 18, I applied my heart to know wisdom and to know madness and folly. I perceive that this also is but a striving after wind. For in much wisdom is much vexation, and he who increases knowledge increases sorrow. Ecclesiastes begins with a potent declaration about the futility of life. Solomon questions the ultimate value of human wisdom. For all his knowledge, he still feels the weight of its limitations. Acquiring wisdom seems as elusive as chasing after the wind. Have there been moments in your life where you felt that despite all your knowledge and experience, something was still missing? Wisdom and life's inequities. Ecclesiastes 7 verse 15, in my vain life I have seen everything. There is a righteous man who perishes in his righteousness, and there is a wicked man who prolongs his life in his evil doing. Worldly wisdom often teaches us a formula, do good, and good will return to you. However, life doesn't always adhere to this formula, a sentiment that Ecclesiastes captures poignantly. True wisdom recognizes the limitations of human understanding and acknowledges the complexities of life. Can you recall an instance where life didn't seem fair? If so, how did that challenge or shape your understanding of wisdom? Wisdom as a companion. Ecclesiastes 7 verse 19, wisdom gives strength to the wise man more than 10 rulers who are in a city. While Ecclesiastes often highlights the limitations of human wisdom, it does not disregard its value. Wisdom acts as a shield, offering protection. With wisdom, one can navigate life's complexities more effectively than many leaders without such insight. Consider moments when wisdom provided clarity or direction in your life. How did it guide your decisions or actions? In Proverbs, Solomon asserts that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. He echoes this point in Ecclesiastes 12 verse 13. The end of the matter, all has been heard. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. Ecclesiastes culminates in identifying the foundation of true wisdom. The fear of the Lord. True wisdom is rooted in recognizing God's sovereignty, seeking to understand his ways, and aligning our lives with his purposes. How does your relationship with God influence your understanding of wisdom? How can a deeper reverence for God enhance your pursuit of wisdom? Embracing God-given joy. Ecclesiastes 2 verses 24 to 25, there is nothing better for a person than that he should eat and drink and find enjoyment in his toil. This also, I saw, is from the hand of God, for apart from him who can eat or who can have enjoyment. True wisdom is not just about understanding life's complexities but also about embracing the simple, joy-filled moments God grants us. It is wise to savor the blessings, however big or small, recognizing them as gifts from God. Identify some simple joys in your life. How can you intentionally savor and thank God for them today? Wisdom in accepting life's seasons. Ecclesiastes 3 verse 1, for everything there is a season, and a time for every matter under heaven. Life is filled with changing seasons, moments of joy, pain, growth, and rest. True wisdom understands and accepts these seasons, knowing that each has a purpose in God's grand design. What season of life are you currently in? How can wisdom help you navigate and embrace this season more fully? The limits of human wisdom. Ecclesiastes 6 verse 12, for who can tell a man what will be after him under the sun? Ecclesiastes often returns to the limitations of human understanding. We cannot know the future, and while wisdom is valuable, it has its boundaries. Recognizing these boundaries allows us to depend more on God, the source of all wisdom. Are there aspects of your life where you need to relinquish control and trust in God's infinite wisdom? True wisdom in relationships. Ecclesiastes 4 verses 9 to 10, two are better than one, because they have a good reward for their toil. For if they fall, one will lift up his fellow. But woe to him who is alone when he falls and has not another to lift him up. True wisdom is not an isolated journey. Ecclesiastes beautifully illustrates the value of companionship and community. In our relationships, we find strength, support, and accountability. This insight teaches us that wisdom is not merely an intellectual pursuit but a relational one as well. Reflect on the relationships in your life. How have they shaped your wisdom? Are there relationships you need to nurture or repair to foster mutual growth? The transient nature of wealth and success. Ecclesiastes 5 verse 10, he who loves money will not be satisfied with money, nor he who loves wealth with his income. This also is vanity. In a world that often equates wisdom with success and accumulation, Ecclesiastes offers a counter-narrative. The relentless pursuit of wealth, even if deemed wise in worldly standards, is ultimately unsatisfying. True wisdom understands the fleeting nature of material success and seeks deeper, eternal values. How do you define success? In what ways can you cultivate a wisdom that values eternal treasures over temporary gains? Listening before speaking. Ecclesiastes 5 verse 2, be not rash with your mouth, nor let your heart be hasty to utter a word before God, for God is in heaven and you are on earth. Therefore let your words be few. In an age of constant communication, Ecclesiastes reminds us of the wisdom in restraint and reflection. True wisdom often listens more than it speaks, allowing for contemplation, understanding, and reverence, especially in matters concerning the divine. Consider your communication style. Are there moments when silence and listening might be the wiser choice? Recognizing life's unpredictability. Ecclesiastes 9 verse 11, again I saw that under the sun the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, nor bread to the wise, nor riches to the intelligent, nor favor to those with knowledge, but time and chance happen to them all. Life is unpredictable, and despite our best plans and intentions, we cannot control every outcome. True wisdom is humble, acknowledging the limitations of human agency and embracing life with grace and resilience. Are there areas in your life where you feel frustrated due to unpredictability? How might embracing the wisdom of humility and acceptance aid you in navigating these challenges? Cultivating a heart of gratitude. Ecclesiastes 9 verse 9, enjoy life with the wife whom you love, all the days of your vain life that he has given you under the sun, because that is your portion in life and in your toil at which you toil under the sun. At its core, Ecclesiastes encourages a heart of gratitude. Despite its somber tone, the book is a call to appreciate the moments, relationships, and blessings we have, recognizing them as gifts from God. Take a moment to express gratitude for the blessings in your life. How might a daily practice of thanksgiving transform your perspective and deepen your wisdom? The book of Ecclesiastes provides a profound exploration of wisdom from the perspective of one who had all the world could offer. True wisdom, as Ecclesiastes teaches, isn't just about acquiring knowledge but recognizing its limitations, understanding life's complexities, and, most importantly, rooting oneself in the fear and reverence of God. For in this divine relationship, we discover the truest form of wisdom. The wisdom presented in Ecclesiastes is both sobering and enlightening. It challenges the norms of the world and invites us into a deeper relationship with the divine. Father, as we journey through life with its twists and turns, may we constantly seek the true wisdom that Ecclesiastes illuminates. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.